I'll just backtrack a little bit to explain why I got involved in the kind of anti-psychiatry movement. When I was a child welfare worker in northern New Brunswick, I had a telephone call from my cousin who said that his mother, my aunt, was in hospital, psychiatric hospital. And that was quite a surprise and a shock for me. And I knew she wasn't crazy. I knew that often. 18 children and a difficult husband and living in poor areas and stuff like that, and working 16 hours a day and taking care of eight teenagers at home and and a husband who's difficult. I mean, you're an expert. Anyways, she was admitted, and so she opened the door of the hospital for me, and she also opened the door of what's going on in a world that I didn't have a clue, except the prejudice that I had about mental health and professionals and psychiatric institutions. I didn't have a clue what was going on there. So I arrived in a ward where there's 40 women almost literally jumping on me because they wouldn't see any males and they had no visitors basically. And I said to my, my God, they're all crazy, and I was scared. But my aunt was okay, and I knew I could talk to her, but the others. But gradually, as the days went by and weeks, I realized that they were not as crazy as I thought. And they had a story, and their story was terrible, was incredible. And at first I said, can't be that she has this story and be here. She's okay. But then I would compare with my aunt and her, I knew it was true. So anyways, long story. So that was Campbellton and the history of Matin Gemma.
So that was the first introduction, and then I was triggered by all that, and now I'm leaving Campbellton, have my job in Moncton, and then someone tells me, a professor tells me, he says, if you want to stay at the university, you got to do your PhD, because that's early, late 70s, and he said, if you want to establish yourself, do it well. I was 35 years old, and I had vowed to my life that I would never go back to school after I finished my master's. And there I was applying for a PhD program in Nice in France, sociology. So that was a relatively big step because a young family, we have to leave our work, we have to leave our house behind, we have to leave practically everything but a few suitcases and move to France. And the director I had there had both of these interests in French, in Acadian culture. He had written a book about, he was French sociologist, but he had written a book about the Acadians and about sociology, mental health. So when you combine all this as my director, it gives me a little bit of a nice leadership about. So that's how it evolved into putting into question some of what I had observed from my aunt in the hospital. Okay, like who gets admitted and why and when and under what condition and how come it is that we have non-voluntary admissions. I mean, there's nowhere in the world except psychiatry and jails where you're not voluntary. But it's a treatment and it's not voluntary. How can you put these two words together, these two concepts together? It doesn't work well. And then when you mix with that Acadian population and you see, well, my God, over the centuries, how Acadian population has been treated and deported by the Anglophones and had to come back to Acadia through the back door. And they had to leave everything behind because they were faithful to their faith and language, and we were then dominated by the English government, who was adamant that we should be Protestants, and by the way, Anglophones, but Protestant was the big thing, and we refused that. The clergy for us refused it, so we were all deported. So then we're coming back, and how can we find some identity in New Brunswick, Nova Scotia, wherever it is that we reestablish? So you put all these things together, and it's quite a mix of different variables that are complex. Each of them is complex, but when you put them all together, it's quite complex. So, so that's how it evolved in my PhD program and my PhD reading books about Foucault, for example, the history of psychiatry, history of mental health, history of prison, history of all this, and finding out how over 400 or 500 years we have, as a Western culture, we have culture, if we can call that culture, have evolved to become controlling of people with deviant behaviors and of some kinds. So that was the and then eventually I finished my thesis, which and published it, and it was called in English it was The Politics of Madness. Mm-hmm.